Okay, we are on Daled Amud Beis, and I'm going to go through the last thing we just did, because we didn't do the Rashi on yesterday. And the Gemara asked the Kashan Rabba from the city in Eretz Yisrael, who had two Hagmuniyites, two jurisdictions, and they didn't get along so well, right? So, and they had to say b'fananechtam, I, there's no problem with Lishma. So the Gemara answered, and that's where we'll start. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines to the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. And today's learning is Lizmimin Hayoim, Lizeicher Nishmas, Reb Avram, Akiva Ben Gabriel. May the learning be as Chusra as Neshama, sponsored by his family. It doesn't say a last name or a family. So I don't know who I'm talking about, but it should be as Limas Chusra, as Chusra as Neshama. So the Gemara answered, Rabbah Ifle de Rabbah. Rabbah agrees to the concept of you need Eidim Mitzvah and Lekaima. He just holds you also need Lishma. Correct the Gemara Lamai Benayu. So the bottom line now is, so what's the difference? Right? We had in Dabezim and Beis three differences. Dr. Gemara, Ike Benayu da Suya Be Tre, Inami Baisim Medina Bemdina Sayam. Now the truth is, before we came to Rabbah Ifle de Rabbah, we had to retract Medina Lamdina Baron Yisrael, because Rava had to retract it, because the Mishnah was Mashmi, you have to say. I'm sorry, the Mishnah was Mashmi, you don't have to say. So Rava had to answer because there's Eilu Begolim, right? So that went out the wayside. Rava holds it at Yisrael, you have to say, because of, now Rava will agree to Rava that you would have to say Avedim between Lekaima, but the problem is you don't have to say because it's Eilu Begolim. But now there's no machloikas in that one. Either way, either because there's Eilu Regalim, Rabba will say, or Rabba will agree to that, and Rabba holds there's no problem of Lishma. So that's not an issue. So there's two differences. And that is Ba'isim Medina B'mdina Sayyam, where there is no problem of Eidim Mitzvah and Lekaimai, but there is a problem of Lishma. And if two people bring a get B'mdina Sayyam, which Rashi on Bezim and Beis, and a difficult Rashi explained that they can be Mekayimit, therefore, but there's still a problem of Lishma, so Rabbah would hold you up to say b'fananechtam. Rashi. We have a lot of Rashi here. Rabbah Islay de Rabbah. It's a little bit up. That's Rashi de Medina Medina Be'eretz Yisrael. Heichu de Kavdi v'loy Shchichi Eidim. There'll be a difference. What would happen if you're Medina Medina Be'eretz Yisrael and they're caught Makbet and they don't let traffic go in to Be'eilu Rego? They don't let traffic go through to Batidinim. What would happen then? Dr. Rashi, Tzarech L'meimar. Everybody would agree you have to say, because there's no Eidim Mitzvah L'kaimai. I'm a Rabba Lesley de Rabba. Yishchichi Eidim L'chashinim L'Ein Bekiyim, the Kulu Bekiyim. Right? He's not worried about Ein Bekiyim. Even from Chutz La'aretz, he's not worried about Ein Bekiyim. Because everybody is Baki. Elamai Binayu. Atavayu Shinui Mahadar. Now notice here, this is the contradiction in Rashi. That the Rashash, remember the Rashash, asked yesterday. Rashi on the top said, Loi Tzarech, in Rava, he said, V'avagav de'ein b'ki in Lishma, don't worry about it. But he acknowledged, even according to Rava, there's such a thing called ein b'ki in Lishma. He just held that it wasn't a factor. It's not a factor. Here Rashi says, in Rava, the Kulu b'kiin, all b'ki, it's not an issue. So Rashi point to Rashash.
I don't know which Rashi we are though.
Rabbah Islay the Rabbah. So the Rashi says, Rabbah Leslay the Rabbah, the Shichi Eidim with Hashinon Leib Bekim, the Kulu Bekim. So Rashi saying there's no problem according to Rabbah Lishma at all. Before Rashi said that even though they're not Bekim Lishma, it's not an issue. We're not worried about it. The bottom line is the same, but the contradiction of Rashi. According to Rava, are all Baki Lishma, or we just don't worry about it.
It's not enough of a... Not
it's a contradiction in Rashi. I'm just pointing out the Rashash's kasha. That's all. Right. Elamai Benayu. it looks like. Because Rashi says, according to Rava, if it's Shechichi Edom, don't worry about Bekiyim, because everybody's Baki. In the Rashi at the top of the page, Rashi acknowledged that according to Rava, it's possible that ain't Bekiyim, but not enough of a concern. Again, as Avram pointed out, the Ksira is not Lamaisa, because the bottom line is we don't make him say before the next because of that reason. The question is only, is Rava saying no concern, or is Rava saying it doesn't happen, there's no problem? Zakt Rashi Vaitr, Elamai Benayu, the Shaninan, we answered Kivan Dikai Larigal. The Suleka Lamayman Medina Lamedina Matsuk Rava. You don't need to say anymore that Rava needs a Medina Lamedina in Eretz Yisrael. Bein HaShinuyin Darmrin is the Rabba Hekel the Kabdi Maiduba, the Mina Nami Lekaima. And especially in the answer we just said, according to Rabba, that if the governments don't let people through, he would agree. So Mahashtam Medina Lamedina in Eretz Yisrael, lo yiflugubah. So now, in Eretz Yisrael, there's no difference. And I want to point out what Rashi is doing here. Rashi has a problem here. We already said before that Rabba said Medina Lamedina in Eretz Yisrael is not a problem because Eile Regalim, or Bezin. So at that point, that difference fell to the wayside. Why now does the Gemara wake up and say, so but now there's no difference? And the Gemara says, you're right, there's only two differences. That we could have said before. Before we even got to Rabba holding like Rabba, Rabba retracted, and he said, Medina Lamedina Be'eretz Yisrael doesn't need because there's Edom Metzuyin L'Kaimai. So the Gemara at that point should have said, Elamai Benayu. Why did the Gemara wait till here? The Gemara right away, when Rava said, in Eretz Yisrael, there's Edom Metzuyin L'Kaimai because Eile Regalim are Bezin, the Gemara should have said, so why is there, what's the difference now? And the Gemara should have said, it's only two out of three differences. Why did the Gemara wait now? The Gemara actually a very good answer. Because Rava is saying, under normal circumstances in Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem because of Eile Regalim and because of Bezin. But there can be a situation in Eretz Yisrael where the government tightened up their borders, then you would need Bavana Nechta. Even though they're in Eretz Yisrael, but they tightened up the borders, and they won't let Eile Regalim go, and they don't let Bavadidim Kavuim go. So Rava, when he retracted, only retracted as a regular when they're in Eretz Yisrael, they're not so tight on the borders. But let's say you got to a situation where Yehud and Gaul weren't letting any traffic through. So at that point, Rava would say, you need. At that point in the Gemara, we would have said, Rabbi said, you don't need, because it's not a problem of Lishma. But now we said, Rabbi agrees to Rabbi. So now, at any circumstance in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need. Because if there's no Kpeda, I'm sorry, there's no difference. If there's no Kpeda, then Rabbi agrees there's no problem. And if there is a Kpeda, Rabbi agrees there is a problem. So now the Gemara has a problem. Till now, you could have answered, there's a third difference. Memdina Lemdina Be'eretz Yisrael, when the governments are very strict. Rava needs, Rava doesn't need because he's only worried about Lishma. But now we said Rava agrees to Rava. So once Rava agrees to Rava, there's zero difference in Eretz Yisrael. Now that's why the Gemara asked Mai Benayu. Before, the Gemara didn't want to ask Mai Benayu, because I could have come up with a third difference in Eretz Yisrael when the government doesn't let traffic through. But once the Gemara came and said Rava agrees, so now, we really have no difference in Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Gemara says, oh, my Benayah. That's what Rashi points out here. My Benayah is a Trashi. Atavai Shnuyi Mahadar. This goes in the last two answers. Ashnuyi Kama the Kasinon, Chivadik Aila Regalim. We answered that according to Rabba, on a regular circumstance, Eretz Yisrael is not an issue. But Suleka Lameyman Medina Ladina Matzah Rabba. Bein Ashnuyi Damina the Rabba Hek the Kabdi Maiduba. Rabbi would agree when the government don't let traffic through. There's a problem. They need him to the Lekaimai. Which you just said, Rabbi agrees to Rabbi. The Medina Nami Lekaimai. So Mahashta, Medina Medina Be'eretz Yisrael, the Yiflugubav. There's no argument in Eretz Yisrael. The Kabdi, if it's the government are strict, Maidabar Rabbi, the Haisle, the Rabbi. We like Kabdi, Maidabar Rabbi, the Shechi Lekaimai. Which I'm confused about the Dinam, because it's about the Dinam. So my Benayu. Klaimer, Chosluvu Hanachtaimi, one of the three things that we said before has just been deleted. So the Gemara Mishnah, you're right, Vadi Chasulu, you're 100%. The Samukad Minayu erased one of them. Upashlu Trey Timer. There's only two differences. Vaisa Medina Bimdina Sayam, Vahekad Asuya Betray, Mimdina Hasayam, or two people brought it, Rabbi Masuk, Rabbi Le Masuk. So Rashi goes out of his way to answer, why did the Gemara wait till here to ask the question? This question should have been asked as soon as Rabbi said there's traffic. So we have to delete the first one. So Rabbi, no, at that point you didn't have to delete it. Because you could answer, when there is a government that doesn't let the traffic, there's a difference. But now we're saying Rabbi agrees to Rabbi. So then that's not a difference. So now the Gemara asks, what happens? I think, well, you're right. Subtract one of them. Hello? I guess we're going to have carpools. There's no way that I can do school, so just send out to the carpools. If you do me a favor, you can inform the principals which I'm saying here. That's it. Regular schedule. No difference. There's no difference. There's no, the roads are 100% clear. Yeah. It is what it is. Okay. Bye-bye. Cleveland Heights, no traffic. No carpools.
No buses.
No buses.
The school's closed.
Yeah, Cleveland Heights closed. Why? You know why? They're going to say you can't wait at the corners because the pile of snow is so big that the kids can't wait at the corners and it's not safe. That's what they'll say. I mean, that's their answer. But it is what it is. I'm sorry? They also closed?
So far, some people are still open. I know it.
What?
We usually get a coffee shop, but they're open. Does anybody else have...
Somebody brings a get Medina Sayam, and he cannot say Bepanenechtem, Bepanenechtem. We don't know what that means. So the only solution is Yiskayim Bechaisamav. Now, got a problem. Vavinoba. And we have the following problem. My Vaini Yochulaimer. What does that mean he can't say? Right. Zakrashi. Vaini Yochulaimer. Mefarish Razumari. Yiskayim Bechasamov. Yavoyu Hamakir Machasima Vakasha. So here you have a situation. A get came in Dinis Ayam, which we need before Nechta, before Nechta. The person is incapable of saying before Nechta, before Nechta. And we make Kiyim Chasamov. Correct the Gemara, why is he incapable? Eloi Mecheresh, is he, Rachman al-Lutzman, a deaf mute? Cheresh v'arasuya gutu, can he be an agent? But not a kok sherem lovis aget chutz mecheresh oite v'katan. The Mishnah says later on that a cheresh cannot be an agent. He's not considered a bardas. And again, I don't want to get involved in the controversy of cheresh, that today they can teach cheroshim how to communicate whether they still have aloch of not bardas. That's not the issue in this Gemara. The Gemara is talking about those days Cheresh. Today it's a major tumul nachreinim. I'm not going to get there. It's right. V'amar Rav Yosef. Hachim b'mayeskina. So what is the case? Nachinasim l'kshu b'keach. He gave it to her when he was still regular. V'lehispik loyme b'fana nechta machinish Cheresh. Now a person has, the shliach has, just explain it. He has at least Teich Kedei Dibor. Meaning, we want Bepana Nechtem to be said when you hand the get over. When the Shliach hands the get over, he should say Bepana Nechtem, Bepana Nechtem. If he doesn't, he has Teich Kedei Dibor. He has 5 seconds, or 3 seconds, or 6 seconds, whatever Teich Kedei Dibor is, to say Bepana Nechtem, Bepana Nechtem. Teich is Mesupik, if they're still Asukim Ba'isa Inyan, meaning they're conversing about the giving of the get, can he still say b'fana nechta after Kedei Dibor? That's a shiloh. Not clear, not no raya from the Gemara. So anyway, this shliach handed the get over, and in that second became deaf mute. So now he can't speak anymore. He can't say b'fana nechta. He handed the get over as a competent shliach, and he can't say b'fana nechta. So what should he do? So the halacha is, that he gets it niskayim b'chishamav. We tell the woman, don't get married until you get your get validated. Now, the Rabbi Nicha, the Rabbi Kasha, what is Rabbi going to do with that? How does validating the get take care of the problem of lishma? Validating the get takes care of the problem made in between Makai and Bait, which Rabbi agrees is a problem. We said Rabbi is like the Rabbi. But how does it take care of the problem of lishma? We got a major problem on our hands. And the Braisa says, it's a Mishnah, I'm sorry, it's a Mishnah, says, all you have to do is be Yiskai and B'chaysamav. That means you've taken care of the problem. You have not. What happened to Lishma? Rabbi agrees to Rabbi also, but he also holds Lishma. He didn't retract his Lishma. Not yet, correct.
Yeah, but the question is, the low hispik, the finish is even low hispik at that late time.
Correct.
It could be if he became a cherish in the middle of taking it.
No, then he's not a good shliach. He has to hand the get over as a pikeach. He cannot hand the get over as a cherish.
When he got it originally, he was a smart individual.
Yeah.
That's called pikeach.
Right.
But he has to hand it over as a pikeach. If he turns the cherish in the middle, he cannot do the nesinus haget.
So, I mean, this only helps if he gave it over as a pikeach?
Correct.
Why? I mean, is that for sure true?
That's what the word
is. Why is that? Why is
because you have to be an agent to give the woman the get. You're not an agent anymore.
When I got it, I was an agent.
But you're not an agent anymore.
So you're not an agent now either.
Again, you gave the get as an agent.
And part of the agency is saying...
No, that's not part of the agency. That's a requirement Chazal gave for an agent to stay. The agency was great. You gave the woman the get. Biblically, she is divorced right now.
It's
no anus. Forget about anus.
Anus.
What anus?
Hold on.
Biblically speaking... A shliach arrives, hands a woman a get in front of two witnesses. She's divorced. End of story. Came to Rabbanan and made a requirement that he say Mavananechtam. That was their requirement for one of two reasons.
Why is he calling that
Edus? Not Edus, it's a shliach. Edus is testimony. Yes, he's testifying that it's Lishma, or he's testifying that he recognizes the signatures. But that's not part of the giving of the get, biblically.
Right.
I
would think that's Edus.
Call what you want. If it makes you happy to call anus, I have no problem. But the bottom line is, it's not part of the biblical giving it again. It's a separate takana. That separate takana was done to be done at the time of the giving it again. Now, this guy turns into a cherish, and he cannot do it at the time that he's giving the get. It's a fact. He can't do it. What do we do now? The get was given. It's a kosher get biblically. Rabbinically, we needed a requirement. He could not meet the requirement. Zuck the Mishnah, get Adam to validate it. Until then, she should not get married. But if you get Adam to validate it, she's allowed to get married. Even though, according to Rabbah, we're still concerned about Lishma. The Kash on Rabbah. Taisa says, why can't we say he's a mute? He's not a deaf mute. He's a mute. So he can't say b'chanan-nechtam, because he can't speak.
Like Chalitza?
He's an Elaine.
Right.
Or Taita says, he didn't see the writing in a get, so he can't say b'fanenechtem. Why can't that be the case? He brings a get, and he can't say it, because he didn't see it. He can't say it, because it's not true.
Well, then how can you be a shliach?
He was. This is called a kasha meister. He walked in and he said, lady, here is your get. I'm your husband's agent. And two Adam are watching. Rabbanan say, we need b'fanenechtem. He says, I can't say it. Now, what do we do now?
Reject it.
She got the get. Why should we reject it? The Mishnah offers a solution. Yiskai and b'chaysamav. If you hold that Rabba, that's great. If you hold that Rabba, you have a problem. But why did we have to say it's a cherish? Tosfos has a technical problem. Why are we driving the bus on cherish? Why aren't we talking about Elaine? The Taisus is the word Eina Yachol. The other way, it should just say Veloy Amar. And he didn't say.
He's not able to say it because he didn't see it.
It's not able. You just say it. He didn't say it. That's what Taisa says. I'm just speaking out Taisa. I could not turn the Taisa. I mean, I have a Migu. I didn't have to say the Taisa.
Even more painting off of that. I mean, Harris can't even hear, right? So Harris is dead.
So what's he got to do? He can't talk. That's all he cares.
Elaine would have sufficed to say
Migu. Taisa says for Elaine would have said Layamar.
What if he wrote it out?
Doesn't work.
Or sign language?
Doesn't work. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has to say it.
You know it's not either.
It is. Well, my said it is Hades. He's right. In a certain way, we're accepting the testimony that was Lishma and that we're approving the star. We're validating the star. He's not a regular aid. He is a rabbinic belief like too. That's right.
It's not the knowledge of the fact that it was...
No, he has to say it. That's the takana.
If Gideon, he gives it together and he runs off, and
she can't get married unless it's this guy because I'm up. Yeah, the solution is the same.
Okay.
So this is just wondered why the Gemara was driving that case.
Well, what's this whole thing then? If you deviate from
deviate. I know you're talking now, but deviate.
If you deviate from Moshe Tevuk Hufamim,
the problem.
So if he could say Vaynechso and says, you know what, I ain't saying it.
She can't get married.
She can't get married?
No.
Need your buddy.
Right, Ramer says to get the mom's if she does. We'll have that in Hamid Bey's Mertisham.
He doesn't understand Hebrew, but he says
it's a funny enough. It's a big shaila in Paiskin. Does he have to say it in Hebrew? Can he say it in another language? I'm not going to get involved in that now. He has to know what he's saying. If he doesn't know what he's talking about, how can he be an aide?
If he says it after 8 seconds?
It's not good. We'll have that in Hamid Beis. That was the takana. You need this guy because
I'm back and get another one?
You have to have two aides and validate the witnesses. Yeah, he can be one of them. That's the Gemara going to say in Hamid Beis also.
This is like a backup to Kana. If he can't say Kana,
it's a backup. It's what really should be. Meaning, yes, it's a backup. I won't argue on that. Correct.
If it comes already validated,
then you don't need anything. Well, according to Rabbi, you would need Lishma anyway. According to Rabbi, if it's validated, it's validated. Usually the validation is done by the woman, not by the man. He doesn't care. I mean, he's divorcing her. He's finished.
Based in that, could validate the signatures right there.
Usually, again, you're assuming there's a peasant there where the get's written.
Yeah.
No reason for that. Even today, we don't have a peasant when the get's written. We do with the shlichas because we want to avoid the vananechtim of vananechtim. Today, we have a loophole not to have a vananechtim of vananechtim. It gets written in Cleveland, and it's going to be mailed to Yerushalayim. Now, whoever's going to get the shliach is going to be somebody in Yerushalayim. He's appointed the shliach. He didn't see the writing it again or the signing it again. So how do we get around the Befananachtam? We have a peasant, and the one appointed as a shliach says to the peasant, Befananachtam, here in Cleveland. Then peasant appoints the second shliach in Yerushalayim, and he says Shliach Bezanani. He doesn't have to say B'fanenechtam. So we use a Bezan to avoid the problem. Rashi. That's Rashi. Chutzim Chayashar to cut the lab in a day and inu. They're not considered of sound mind. Then you can lash the shliach the garish. The meaning of kedushin they cut not the shliach who are din lahanach. The same thing is true with the three of them, two of them. The rabbi nichol the rabbi kasha the kani is kain b'kasam of ayver lo yemei mukiyin lishma. Okay, here comes the second monkey wrench into the sugya. And for the gemara, how could be my eskina la'akas shalom? There was a time period that people learned lishma. Once upon a time, chutz la'aretz was the problem of lishma. Afterwards, they became more learned in Chutz La'aretz, and Lishma became a non-issue. So therefore, don't worry about Lishma. Okay? New twist. That Lishma was a problem that passed. It's gone.
The Mishnah?
Facts of Gemari, Hachi Yachol Nami. So we got to... Yeah.
He's
not saying that. Let's see the Gemara chance. We like to hear the Gemara talk. Fact of Gemara, Yachi Yachol Nami. The first Mishnah said you need it, and Rabbah said it's because of Lishma. The second Mishnah said, Eina Yachol, you don't need it. What they learned in between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah? Yes, but the next Mishnah is going to say, Eina Yachol, he's Kayim B'chaisamav. And by the way, Rabbi HaKadosh wrote the Mishnahs the same time. Even though one is in that base and one is in that test, it's the same Mishnah. And in that base, he said, you need it. In that test, he said, you can get away without it. Now, if it's Lamdu, you don't know, why did you write that base? And if it's not Lamdu, how did you write that test? The answer is, we do need it. Even if it's Lamdu. Why? You just said Lamdu. That's the question. You just answered me that Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote Daf Tes Amud Aleph after everybody knew Lishma. That means in that base Amud Aleph, they also knew Lishma. The same Mishnah. If you wouldn't have Gemara in between, it would read right one to the other. It's the same Mishnah written by Rabbeinu HaKadosh. What makes these two Mishnayot? It's one long Mishnah.
All Mishnayot are one long Mishnah?
Well, he wrote it at the same time, didn't he?
I don't think all Mishnayot really should be written in one.
It's for sure one Masechta, correct. But he broke it up into Prakim. By the way, when you see Aleph and Beis and Mishnayot and Gimel, Rabbeinu HaKadosh did not do that. That would be a possible answer, but the Gemara does not give that here. That would be a possible answer. The Gemara does not give that here.
What?
There is a concept in Chulin and Sukkah that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was writing Mishnayos over from other Tanoim. He would quote a Mishnah that doesn't apply anymore because once upon a time it applied. So yes, he wrote it after Shalomdu, but the first Mishnah was quoting a... But the problem of saying that here is, usually when Rabbeinu HaKadosh does that, is because he says two contradictory halachas. Here they're not contradictory, they're different cases. We made a contradiction out of them. He didn't say afterwards, now you don't have to say, then we would say, but you just said you'd have to say. So I'd say, that's Mishnah Rishayin, and this is Mishnah Akraina.
So, Workers said, Elamai Benayu, because they're saying here also the same thing. The Akash alum did, there's nothing to talk
about. Okay, let's give the Gemara a chance. That's why we're learning Gemara. You're right. That's why we're learning Gemara. Frek the Gemara Yachi Yachol Nami. Zag the Gemara Gzeira Shem Yagzer Adav Lekukulai. Now, even though they learned Lishma, but you never know. Once upon a time they didn't know Lishma, you don't know how Chinuch is going to work in Medina Sayyam. They might forget about Lishma again. And therefore, we maintain the Takana. Frank the Gemara, if you maintained it, Yachi Eina Yachol Nami. So back to the question. So then, how can you allow it with Yizkayah V'chesamav? You just said that we require it because you're afraid things will go back to the old way. Zag the Gemara, Pekeach V'nischarish Milsud L'shchicha. This is a very unusual case. Milsud L'shchicha L'gazda Barabonim. It's an unusual case. Meaning, really, once upon a time, everybody had to say Bekonin Eftem. Lishma was a real concern. Then they learned Lishma. So we said, no, we can't change it. You never know what could happen in the future. Once the Takana is in place, we're not removing it. However, if you can have a weird case that rarely happens, for that we won't say Acher Shalomdu. For that we won't say you have to maintain it. It doesn't apply anymore. So what are we going to do? Because we're afraid the Yaksa doesn't look like. Well, this is such an unusual case. that we can waive that Yama Yagzar Dava
Ligugul. I mean, Tikkun Siguna, we're lenient a little bit.
That definitely plays a part in it. But in a regular shliach, we're not going to be lenient because Shemayach HaDavar L'Gagulai. But this is so unusual, and we have a rule that by unusual things we make exceptions.
But we have a lot of other cases
that they're all unusual.
Do they do it?
Yes.
Fine enough? In other words, if a patient clown gives a get, is there for a get, and they have somebody over there who's going to go there to throw anyway, so they give him the get, does he have to still say before I ask?
Yeah, but they don't do it that way, but yes.
What do you mean they don't do that?
We don't do that. We don't give it to a guy going there to throw anyway.
You go out of the way not to?
It's much easier to send it by mail, by certified mail.
But
you're much better off. The guy's going to forget it in his suitcase. Who knows what can happen? We don't like to do that. We like to do it by mail. Again, do I ever do it? Of all the cases I know, they sent it by mail.
Cleveland to New York, let's say. They would also send it by mail?
Yes. And then the Rav in New York has to check the get with Simona Mufakim to make sure he's got the right get. And then whoever Bezin in Cleveland appointed as a shliach gets the get from the mail, and he says shliach Bezin ani, and he doesn't have to say b'fanenachta. You're right, but if a guy delivered it from Cleveland to New York and he wants to hand it to the lady, he would have to say b'fanenachta. Correct.
It's automatic these days to put some money on a get.
Those are mailed out. If the woman is in the room. And it just happened here. Why?
Yes, that's why I never saw it.
The woman's here, the man's here, Adam are here.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
What are some of them fucking me?
What they do today?
Did it change per get?
Yeah, because they make three holes in the get. They make them at different places.
Each one has its own key, so to speak.
The Rav writes to the other Rav, check for a hole next to the Vav and next to the Lama and next to the Vig.
In a separate
letter, included in that same mail, I think.
Okay, so he sends the key ahead of time. Okay.
That's just a guarantee that it's the same gap.
Yeah.
If there is a concern that at some point in the future Lishma is going to be a relevant, but it's not right now, why is Eretz Yisrael excluded?
It's never a problem. There's no reason to believe it will turn into a problem.
The synagogue system there is better. Right now, either Rebbeim are better, except in Cleveland, our Rebbeim are just as good.
He got paid to say that.
Our principles are just as good.
He's got paid to say that. Put on my credit card. Right. Rashi. Zach Rashi. Laha shalamdu debayi lishma. Yachu de lamdu yachu nami le lishuku. In Mepshul Akhaim of Adam, if you can validate it. Even though they learned, they did not uproot the sakana. Things will go back to their bad way. They'll forget about lishma. He has to make sure it's lishma. Correct the Gemara. For a woman to bring her get is not shliach, right? To have a situation where the woman is appointed an agent to take it to Bezin, to appoint a different agent to give it to her. That's a very unusual case. Right? Reuven's divorcing his wife. Instead of giving it to her to get, he says, I'm making you an agent.
Who says the funny?
The Mishnah. The Mishnah says,
in that case,
she is the agent. She has to say it.
Well, why not?
It's not shliach. What's the difference between that and a cheresh?
You let her say it.
Again, tzitzricha. And for the gemara shalei tachlik b'shlichas. That's because we don't want to make different rules to different agents. Meaning, we don't want to make different rules for different agents that are capable of saying. Whereas the guy who can't, we have to accept him. Meaning, it's loy shchicha, and we don't make zeres for loy shchicha, but at the same time, we also don't want to start divvying it up. So it's, as long as it can be said, we're going to insist that it be said. In the case that it can't, we're going to make an exception because it's loy shchicha.
Kind of like a
b'dyevet
type thing. He can't do it. I mean,
but we wouldn't do it if it weren't, if Lishma was real. It's only because it's not real now. It's only because it might revert. For that, we're willing to make an exception.
A woman, combined with the fact that she can speak, she could say
exactly. Shloitachlik b'shlichas. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, v'yishikol shlichas tehi atzim ha-mavias gita b'tayra shlichas. That she should bring her own get as a shliach, so it is gars v'achet tegiel lebezim pleini. She shouldn't get divorced till she gets the bezim. The parent pays masvina mechimot tegita liyodei garsha. The Gemara says, isn't she divorced? As soon as he handed her to get, which Anina, that she's had bezin plenty, but her shlichas, she's bringing to bezin as an agent. The answer is like tachlik b'shlichas. She knew you. It's an answer. Like chukul chachamim make shlich b'shlich. Avuchad ein yochol lav chiluki. Sharuhutzuk leim as the efsher. We don't view that as a difference. Might say he can't do it. What he wants, a guy.
No.
As if it's only a fear of yachzid avin l'kukulai, and it doesn't happen often, so we waive the rule.
I thought the case was the lady was. Also a case where you sent a lady to be the shaliach to give to another lady. Could that be the case also?
That's not loy shchiach. Why is that loy shchiach? The same agency can be done by a man or a lady. That's not loy shchiach.
Oh, but giving it to her and just not call it till later, that's not shchiach.
Yeah, tell the lady in Cleveland, we're giving you the get, but not you're not divorced now. You travel to Cairo and give it to Bethan in Cairo, and then they'll give it back to you in divorce, and you'll be divorced. That's rather not shchiach.
No, I'm just saying that, in all the deceptions that we've done, I haven't seen too often a lady in a shaliach, you know what I mean?
So now we learned something new.
Put the t'nai in the get. You mean put the t'nai in the get that you're not divorced until then?
No, he tells her, the sinas haget, he makes the t'nai the nesina.
We can't do anything else, like the t'nai that you never come back to Eretz Yisrael.
So we'll have a whole section of t'nai. Starting 7th Beric, 9th Beric, we live in t'nai. Today, no t'nai is written into a get. Not at all.
Plenty of things go on outside the
gate. Yes. A lot of agreements have to be made outside the gate. Financial agreements, all kinds of agreements have to be given before the gate. Correct. I mean, the husbands, they use gate, they wield the gate as a hammer, as an axe. I'm not giving you a gate unless you write that you're forgiving all my obligations for support, for alimony, for support. You want to get? This is what you have to do. People do that. That's a problem. It's a major problem.
Her family has money.
Or they want money. Exactly. It happens all the time. Now, there are things that can be done today. There are different ones. Ones are good. There are ones that are not good halachically about having a prenup that he has to give again. But it has to be done halachically because it's not so, it really is very complicated. I don't know the halacha well enough, but it's really very complicated. But there is a kosher one that the Gzaili Yisrael were maskim to. For any girl or woman that's nervous about getting married, that she shouldn't have a get used as an axe on her, there is one kind of prenup that's kosher, meaning approved by Gzaili Yisrael. There are ones that are not approved by Gzaili Yisrael.
But they only do it if there's a high probability of get.
Now, you'd be surprised how many people want to do it. Not so much in Haredi circles, but even in Haredi circles, but for sure, in less Haredi circles, this is not so uncommon. It's sad because you're getting married and you're talking about divorce. You know, it's like... But that's what Ksuba is, by the way, also. The Ksuba is really a prenup. It's saying, if I divorce you, this is the money you're going to get. So really, but the Teretz Ksuba became part of the thing, so nobody thinks Ksuba in terms of guaranteeing you what happens if you get divorced or if the husband dies. The Ksuba is written for end of marriage. It's not written for marriage.
He doesn't end the marriage.
Unfortunately, people die. That's the way of ending a marriage.
Every marriage ends one of three ways.
Yeah.
Since other reasons, just the way it's been. Shiloh Paiskim, if Eliyahu Navi's wife ever became mutter to get remarried, she never died. Eishes Eliyahu, she mutter or not mutter? Rabbi Chanan talks about it.
How about Yaakov Avinu?
Well, he died and was buried, whatever Yaakov Avinu might mean. Eliyahu Navi left alive. So could his wife get remarried? By now, I would assume so, yes. I would think that's a fair assumption. Correct. But it's a child. I agree with you. She probably died since.
What's the
Rabbi Chanan, I think. Is he considered like he died? Is it not considered like he died? He went to Shemayim. Or the Gemara says in Megillah that Rabbi killed Rabzeira, Pashim Shat. The Gemara that he was Machayim Esim. So is Rabzeira married? Or did he have to get married again? He was dead for a day. So is the Kedushin over? So then, gets involved in the following Shaila. It gets interesting. If one of the a person has a severe heart attack, and they do CPR, and they revive him, was he dead? So the going phrase is that dead people don't become alive. It means he never really was dead. He never got to the point of death. This is, becomes very interesting. Talk about this. Guy Rahman al-Islam got a heart attack and they revived him. What does revive mean? Was he dead? Well, that means he never was dead. Nafkamina, is he still married to his wife? Does he need a new Kedushin? I met a guy, he told it to me himself, that this day is my yard site. I said, what do you mean? He says, he had a severe heart attack and Atala revived him in New York. He said, so really, he died and he got revived. I didn't want to tell him that he just made a problem for his Kedushin and I left him alone, but you know, but he was like saying, it's his yard site. What?
He's a
Kaddish? I didn't ask him. So what was my, I didn't have that kind of relationship with him. Yeah, I mean, it just... What? Anyway, so, Pashtus we Paskin, to quote Dr. Schwab, dead people don't become alive. That's Dr. Schwab's way of putting it. So he always told me that means that he never really reached the point of death. Anyway, the Baishim should be Shemra Matos O. Okay, back to the Gemara. Zuck the Gemara Viter. Vari Bakhaki Baal Nami. A husband who brings a get and he hands it to his wife from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. Husband came in, came from Baghdad, he arrived in Yerushalayim, and he handed his wife a get. Why don't we require before nechta, before nechta? Allah matranya, who watch me shaving itai, ain't tzarech loymar, before nechta, before nechta. Now, according to Rava, that's not a problem. Because according to Rava, we're not accusing a husband of writing a forged get, and then coming and claim that he forged it, so he can get his wife into trouble. We don't accuse husbands of doing that. But Lishma should be a problem. According to Rabbah, why isn't Lishma a problem?
You have to give it with me, anybody?
Before two people, well, if he says about an echt, two Adam.
Give her a get, a king?
Husband comes to Medina Sayyam and gives his wife a get in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbah, he should have to say before an echt, before an echt.
He can never say, he never gave it. But
right. So Rava would say, you're afraid he's going to tie the mezuyav? But Rava is going to say, I wasn't Lishma.
He gave her when I found an ashba.
What's this got to do with... Why are we asking this now? This question could have been asked a lot ago.
Because we could have said that the Bryce is talking about Avkam Shalomdu. Because if we would have asked the question about ago, we would have answered Avkam Shalomdu. But now you tell me even Avkam Shalomdu, you need it. because Shem Yagzar Dover Ligugulai.
And Baal is Lo Shechiyah?
Why is it like Shechiyah that a husband should give his wife a get?
Yes, so Baal is Shechiyah.
Right, so that's the Kasha.
Is there Edom Nechtav on the get? Are there Edom?
Yes.
So is that commission at Karuv Nechtav?
Biblically, again. How do you know it's Lishma?
But that's part of Nechtav.
Why did Rabbi need him? Excuse me. Did Rabbi need him to say Bevarei Nechtav, Bevarei Nechtav?
The
husband? Yeah. Rabba? Oh, excuse me. If a shliach comes, does he have to say before another before another? Why? What are we worried about? According to Rabba.
Shema.
Okay. Now the husband comes. Why aren't you worried, Lishma?
Because he's not a shliach.
What difference does it make?
It's, I mean, the Shema issue is. Oh, because he.
So let's see what the Gemara says. Okay, before we try to figure out our own answer, let's see the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, Yochi Baal Nami, I love the time you ask for Shem Gita, ain't talking about Mephana Nechtam, Mephana Nechtam. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because really, Lishma is a chashash. It's not real worry, it's we're afraid he's going to come and tanya, he didn't know that Locha Lishma. When he brings the get, that he's going to come and tanya, it doesn't make any sense. Meaning, we can pretty much guarantee that he's not going to come and tanya. Because tanya comes because he doesn't want her to be divorced. He's bringing her to get. Time of my Amar Rabbanon, Tzarklam b'fana nechtam b'fana nechtam duma osi ba'al ma'ar rubas. Hash the minkin nukka lebi yadiv yuru kamarala. He's handing it to her. Chances for him to come back and tie it later on are so remote that even Rabbi's not worried about it. Rashi. Zuck to Rashi. Shehevi is gita shakasim dita siyam b'bakar l'garshin. He came here to divorce her.
Time of my shnuya. Claim of my time of my
shnuya. Claim of my time of my shnuya. Claim of my time of we're more worried about the laws than created. If the husband comes and says it was shnuya lishma, it creates a rumor. If he gives his own get, the chances of him coming back and tithing are so remote that you don't have to worry about it. Shlichus, you know, by the time the shliach left, he could have thought about it 8 times and retracted. If he brings the get from the Dinasei Yamin and hands it to her, the chances that he's going to retract are almost nil. And therefore, even Rabbi doesn't worry about that. Fine. So, in this week so far, we've revolutionized Rabbi 2 ways. Number one, we said he holds like Rabbi. And number two is we said there's a concept of Ach Shalomdu, which doesn't apply in many cases, but has changed the.
What case? Does
it,
only in a
low shliach
case.
Only in a low shliach case. Correct.
Besides that, a regular shliach case, you still have to.
Correct.
So would Rabbi say that in a normal case, you could not be mekayem the chesmav unless he's a chereshet?
Yishkayel chesmav is not enough. You need to know Lishma. Because Shem Yag Zadav El Gakulay.
According
to Rabbah, no fear.
This Shem Lekukulo thing, I think it means it's not like everybody knew it, anyone forgot it. What were the percentages? It's
correct.
Like, it's like everybody, like, some
correct.
The fear that there might be.
Right.